This is Greg Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Waleed Shubat. He is a former Palestinian Liberation Organization terrorist who has since converted to Christianity and is now a strong advocate of America and Israel. He's also the author most recently of For God or for Tyranny, When Nations Undermine the Laws of God. We've asked him to explain today why he sees distinct differences between the comments made publicly in English by the imam behind the proposed cultural center or mosque near Ground Zero and some of the statements he's making in his native language overseas. You can see the actual video evidence of this at Waleed's website, which is Shubat, Shoebat.com. And Waleed, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've heard about this before where folks in the past, like your former PLO boss, Yasser Arafat, would say things in English that were not very similar to what he was saying in the native languages in the Arabic regions of the world. What have you seen from this Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf that's very much in conflict with his stated purpose here in the United States of building bridges and improving relations between the Muslim world and the West?
Boy, I don't even know where to start. As far as building bridges, he said to the Qatar University in Rights for All, he said that I do not believe in religious dialogue. Religions do not dialogue. We get together in hotels and we accomplish nothing. I do not believe in religious dialogue. In fact, the very title of the article was the Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, most prominent Imam of New York City, states, I do not believe in religious dialogue. Then the question becomes is, what is the purpose of the Cordova Initiative? Well, his manifesto can be extracted by several interviews, articles in the Arabic language in which he wrote for Al-Ghad newspaper in Jordan, an article titled Sharing the Essence of Our Beliefs. Faisal Abdul Rauf supported Hezbollah, supported Hamas, supported the Islamic resistance movements. These are terrorist Islamic organizations. In fact, he said, why Muslims call their organizations Party of Allah, Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Islamic Resistance, why have Islamic names? I answer them this, that the trend towards Islamic law and justice begins in religious movements because secularism had failed to deliver what the Muslim wants, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So in his sick mind, he uses American patriotic statements to reflect the aspirations of Hezbollah, Hamas, and Islamic resistance movements. This answers beyond shadow of a doubt why Faisal Abdul Rauf pleads the fifth when he is asked about his views to condemn Hamas, and he refuses. This is why, because he's going in an envoy to the Middle East. How could he denounce Hamas and go to the Middle East and try to appeal to the Islamists? And in fact, his manifesto and his goals to establish an Islamic state is verbatim. It can't be any more clear than this. And I translate it from the Arabic language. He says, for that we collectively believe that the state that was erected by the Prophet in Medina, that is in Arabia, was the ideal model for an Islamic state. The challenge today in the Islamic world is how do we accomplish this in our era? So he made his belief to establish an Islamic state very clear to Hadi al-Islam, which is his native country from his father, that he wants an Islamic state. And he describes the Islamic state as the original state as it was in Arabia, a fundamentalist Wahhabist regime. And then he talks about his method of accomplishment, how to accomplish this. He says people need to use peaceful means to advise the governors and government institutions and use peaceful means that are available to send their message out to the masses. We also suggest to the governors and political institutions to consult Muslim religious institutions and Muslim personalities in the field so as to assure their decision-making to reflect the spirit of Sharia Islamic law. So there you have it. It is very troubling. In fact, he addressed the low-class systems of the Middle East. He called them the low-class system, and how to basically insist that we need to change these systems to Sharia-driven systems in the Middle East. So we know now clearly what his intent of his envoy. So we're dealing with what Osama bin Laden wanted to do, but without an explosive act, but through a political act and an infiltration act.
If his design is to impose Sharia, obviously, if he were to stand up and say, we want to impose Sharia law, he'd be shouted down. So what would be the method? What would be their strategy for trying to work Sharia into our system and eventually supersede our system?
Yeah, he states that very clearly, how to infiltrate. He says that Islamic State can be established in more than just a single form or mold. It can be established through a kingdom or a democracy. The important issue is to establish the general fundamentals of the Islamic Sharia laws that are required to govern. And then what I just mentioned is we suggest to the governors by basically becoming like the Western lobbies. He says we need to establish lobbies like they have in the West. And he eloquently talks about that. That establishing lobbies in the West by reaching out to the governors and political pundits in the country, in which they become consultants. So it's the same methodology of the Islamic Society of North America, CARE. It's the typical thing of the infiltration. Of course, we know CARE. We have Ghassan al-Lashi, terrorist, the leader of CARE in Texas, and Musa Abu Marzouk, a terrorist, Randall Royer, Bassem Khafaji. All these leaderships have been, you know, caught in funding terrorism. And now this guy is saying very clearly and very openly that he supports Hezbollah, Hamas, and Islamic Resistance Movement. So Islamic Resistance Movement is Hamas anyway. So, you know... this is his Mein Kampf. This guy has his own Mein Kampf, which is very similar to the manual in the Muslim Brotherhood. He preaches the manual from the Muslim Brotherhood in doing what is called Muruna Taqiyya wa Kitman, which means how to be stealth with the enemy, how to be flexible with the enemy, how to have Taqiyya, to defend the faith, how to have Kitman, to conceal the true intent while harboring inner animosity against the enemy.
Just about 60 seconds left here, Waleed. You mentioned before that he's been extremely reluctant to denounce Hamas, and you explained why you believe that is. It seems pretty common from imams to duck that question. I've seen it on cable news many, many times. Is that a telltale sign that they're not harboring peaceful intentions, or is it because in some local communities overseas, these groups are able to perform local civic functions that the people appreciate, and they don't want to lose the support of those people?
Well, I think both are correct. I think that him undermining or keeping concealed about Hamas is because he does not want to lose constituents. It's very obvious that he is gaining support from fundamentalist Islamic states like Saudi Arabia, Libya. It's all about the money. You've got to follow the trail of the money. He does not want to divulge where the money is coming from, which makes it very obvious that this intent is to build a victory center in which his book is titled in the Arabic language. The same book that he wrote in the English language has the title of What's Right with Islam, yet the same book in the Arabic language is titled differently. It says, From the World Trade Center Rubble, A Call to Da'wah. Well, Americans don't know the word da'wah. Da'wah is Islamization process prior to invoking jihad, because jihad comes in three prongs: peaceful means, which is financial, and then the power of the pen, proselytization, and then the Jihad Act itself. In fact, you see that in all the Islamic websites in the Arabic language. Islam must be spread through peace or through war. So we need to understand the stealth of the system. Americans listen about terrorism when there's an explosion, when there's a terrorist attack. But they need to start paying attention about the political apparatus of this machine, the system. Until then, we're not going to deal with this problem. We need to address who is the enemy. We need to address what their intents are and what their policies are and what they aspire.
Waleed, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there since we're out of time. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Waleed Shobat, former PLO terrorist who converted to Christianity and now is very strong in favor of the United States and Israel. His most recent book is For God or for Tyranny: When Nations Undermine the Law of God. You can find his analysis of the imam's comments both here and abroad at shobat.com. That's S-H-O-E-B-A-T.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.